You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. So grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world. And all I can say is that you are in for a treat today. You know, I never take it for granted that all of you tune in every week to listen to me. And for that, I am so grateful. I am honored. And I believe that your life will never be the same again. How you doing today? Or whatever time it is where you are. It has been a simply magnificent week here in Atlanta. Very hot, humid, but all is well. And you know what I realized? I have not been in the neighborhood pool in my subdivision, not one time. I live in a very small subdivision, and I realized that every year they open up that pool, but very few people go into it. So guess what? After this recording, I'm going to hit the pool, you guys. So I am teaching today. I was supposed to interview someone else, but we could not get a great connection. And you know what I told him? I said, it's all divine. I'll have you back another day. So I'm going to be answering questions from all over the world on manifestation. How can you, get your manifestation and the law of attraction? How about that? But before I do, visit me on social media. Instagram is Law of Attraction Constance. Facebook is Coach with Constance. Twitter is LOA Constance. And you got to subscribe to my YouTube channel, guys. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Well, I have so many questions here, but let me tell you about my two exclusive, I got that out, offers for you. You know, one question I'm going to be answering today is one person wanted to know, how do they deal with the isolation and loneliness of what's happening in the world? And I think I said last week that I am offering my mental health and wellness coaching special. You know, you're tapping into 30 years of me being an expert in professional counseling, where I have coached and or trained or counseled over 10,000 clients. Now, that speaks volumes. There's a lot of stuff I don't know, but I sure do know how to help you deal with your stuff. So if during this time, and we all have been, or we all are going through something like anxiety, you know, a little grief, you know, uncertainty about what your future is, a little stress, any unresolved trauma, why not take advantage of my mental health and my wellness package? And basically, you just purchase two sessions, and I'm going to help you move forward. And I gave you a 50% of discount, or I'm going to say a gift. I don't like the word discount, a 50% gift, so that you can get the help you need. Everybody needs help. You know, in the law of attraction, I think I said last week, you know, everybody is all about, you know, focus and making it happen and being performance-based, but we all need help. All right, so visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm really excited about this special. You know, one of my clients came to me, I think about 2 weeks ago, and she said, Constance, You know, when I first started coaching with you, and you said if I did the inner work that I would not recognize my life, she said, I didn't believe you. And I chuckled to myself and said, really, nobody believes me initially because everything seems so difficult. But she did the inner work. Her life is just transformed. She said, what if I did twice a month instead of once a month? I said, it would be amplified, it would be expanded and increased more because you're putting in more work. So she said, okay. And so the idea was dropped in my spirit. I think I'm going to help more people do a life visioning or a life vision or a broader vision for their lives personally. So drum roll, please. I have never, ever done this. I've never even thought about it. I'm offering buy 1 year, get 1 year free. No, there's nothing wrong with your device. Buy one coaching year, get one coaching year free. So that means you're going to be working with an expert. I'm not ashamed to say that. You're going to be working with an expert, a woman who's had 30 years experience, and I'm going to give to you 12 free sessions, which is worth $3,000. So essentially, you're getting a total of 24 sessions. We're going to focus in on 10 areas of your life, whatever they want to, you want them to be, finances, career, health. By the way, people are really jumping on this. And so you decide what area, and in each area, we're going to plan, create strategies, and execute your dream. So you got 24 sessions. I'm going to be coaching with you twice a month. So the normal cost for 2 years would be $6,000. You're getting it for three simply because it's 1 year. So I am investing in your future. You need to do the same for yourself. So just imagine. This is August. Can y'all believe it's August? Just imagine what your life is going to look and feel like at the end of 12 months. So I'm going to offer the purchasing of this special for the next 30 days. You have two options. You can pay for it all at once, or you can choose to pay the entire, you can pay the entire amount all at once, or you can choose my payment plan. That's where you have three installment payments. I got that out over, every 30 days we will bill you. All right. It's up to you. I believe in you. I'm investing in you. It's time for you. So visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. People are like, I can't believe you're doing that. I'm like, I can't either, but it was a download from the spirit. All right. So I am going to begin answering your questions around the law of attraction and manifestation. So here I go. Let me get my first question. Y'all should see all of my pieces of paper over here. This is all the way from the United Kingdom, Victoria. Basically, she said, Miss Constance, I love your show. My attention has been all over the place since the pandemic. And I really want to manifest a lot of stuff, but I keep focusing in on what's happening in my life and what's happening in the world. When will I ever manifest? I've sort of given up hope. All right, Miss Victoria, let me tell you something about attention. Wherever your attention goes, energy flows. We already know that. What has your attention, which is nothing more than your focus, has your life. So it looks like that you have been observing reality instead of creating it. Everybody get that? You're looking all around at what's going on with the pandemic. I get that. Maybe what you don't have. Anytime you look at what you don't have, you are observing and looking at what you wish you had. You're observing of what you don't have. You are really creating that reality. So it's all about focus. And you cannot create something new in an old vibration. So you have to stop beating the drum of what you don't have. You have to take your attention and your feeling and your thoughts away from what you don't have. because you've heard me say, what you're looking at right now, girl, is old news. So you're in a holding pattern. You've heard me talk about it's kind of like coming into Atlanta, the busiest airport in the world. You know, I've been on the plane many times and we're just going in circles. Then the pilot would come on and say, ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize, but we're in a holding pattern because of the air traffic that's going on here in Atlanta. And so you have been creating the same thing because you have been observing what's happening. All right. You really want to get over there. And over there for many of you might mean a new house, a new car, love, better health, more money, a better career, a more intimate relationship with God. You really want to get over there, but you can't get over there because your attention, your focus, and your energy is where right here. All right. And I'm getting ready to say something real deep. Drum roll, please. You must first offer the vibration of the thing you want. OMG. You've got to offer the vibration of the thing that you want. And so what does that mean? That means you've got to start thinking, imagining, saying, and feeling, because you mentioned something in your email about your moods. How many of y'all know your mood is going to manifest? Why? Your mood is nothing more than a feelings. Your feelings will manifest. That's why feelings and emotions are so powerful. So you need to change your mood to one of gratitude. Change your mood to one of expectancy. Change your mood, because we manifest moment by moment. So Victoria, if 1 hour ago you were feeling some kind of way, y'all know what I mean. If you were feeling some kind of way, you can make a decision. This moment, I'm going to be grateful. This moment, I'm going to think about abundance, etc. So this is what I would tell you to do. You have to offer the vibration first. For everybody listening, how do you offer the vibration? By writing it down, thinking about what you want. You don't have to know the how. Just begin to think about. Victoria has been thinking about what she doesn't have. All right, begin thinking about it. Begin looking at it. Let's just say hypothetically, you want to travel. Begin going on YouTube. Y'all have heard me say that. What is she doing? You are putting your attention on what you want. It is not in your current experience right now, but you are offering the vibration, because whatever goes into your eye gate, whatever comes out of your mouth, and whatever you're listening to, y'all need to monitor what you're listening to. Now, I'm on TikTok. I don't have nothing against TikTok. Oh, yeah, y'all. By the way, y'all need to come and follow me on TikTok. I got 150 followers now, and I'm so excited. I'm on TikTok, and I was just scrolling through the other day. I had to stop because it was so much stuff. I'm like, ooh, my Lord. You know, just so much going on. And it was just a lot of negativity. And I chose not to put my eyes on that. Okay, so whatever you're looking at, so Victoria, you need to change what you're looking at, put your focus on what you want, take 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening, be grateful, write down what you desire, look at that, begin to get images of that, begin to research that, begin to talk about that, begin to read about other people who have manifested what you desire. Whatever has your attention has your life. And when you, what are you doing? You are reprogramming your subconscious mind. What are you giving attention to with your eyes? How much time you spending on social media? Social media ain't gonna put no money in your pocket. Unless it's something really positive, unless it's some how-tos, some motivational videos, etc. So wherever your attention goes, energy flows. The Bible says, attend to my word. That's in Proverbs. So what was God saying? This is where I want you to put your attention, your faith, your eyes, etc. We got 24 hours in the day. Where is your focus and your attention? Because the law of attraction says, wherever you put your attention, you're going to get more of this. So Veronica, you can do this 1 minute at a time. All right, my next question. Let me take a sip of water. Somebody wants to know about the law of attraction. Constance, could you break it down? And even though I've done it so many times, Constance, I feel like I've read about the law of attraction, but I like the way that you talk about it because you break it down in such simple terms. Break it all the way down so I can fully understand it, all right? So let me just see what I want to say. The law of attraction states that whatever you're focusing on, like I was saying to Victoria, think about, read about, talk about, feel intensely, eventually you're going to attract more of that into your life. It's one of the most powerful laws in the universe. It's not the most powerful. The law of vibration is more powerful. The law of attraction is secondary. So y'all know we live in a vibrational universe. So that includes your thoughts, your feelings, your moods, just like I just told Victoria. And so whatever you are vibrating out, whatever you are putting out in your thinking, in your words, in your images, whether you know it or not, you are always you're always creating. Just giving your thoughts to something invites it in. OMG, that's profound. What are you giving your thought to? All right. So we already know the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between a lie and a truth. It takes everything literally. So if you say, man, if you say, feel, think, and imagine, man, if I just look at a piece of cake, I gain weight. Guess what? You're going to get what you've been thinking about. Or if you're thinking, why, it's difficult during this pandemic to really make any money. Everybody's being laid off. No, it's not. I was talking to somebody today. They were talking about if you can bring a solution to the world, eventually you can become a millionaire. So what is your thinking behind it? And so basically the fundamental idea behind the law of attraction is that everything is energy. Energy attracts like energy. And so if you begin to change your thinking, we know your thoughts are vibrational, your feelings are vibrational, your images, your experiences. If you begin to deliberately interrupt what you normally think, we think 60,000 thoughts a day, and they say that 80% of them are on automatic. So you need to deliberately say, if lack comes to your mind, you need to say, oh no, I'm a child of God, unlimited abundance, prosperity. See what I just did? I just interrupted that old thought. And so I know that what you focus on, you're going to receive. And somebody said a belief is just a thought that you keep on thinking. So you decide what you want, believe you can have it. I'm going to say believe you deserve it. And believe that it's possible for you. Man, I need to run around the room on this next one I'm going to say. Be the energy you want to attract. OMG. You need to, if you want abundance, you need to be abundant. Like I was saying to Victoria in the UK, how do you be abundant if you don't have any money? You think about it. You talk about it. You look at it. You smell. You watch it on YouTube. You journal about it. You script about it, which I'm going to be talking about later on, et cetera. What are you doing? You be the thing. You become. You embody. You embrace. You are the thing. So, you know, like I said at the beginning, I'm an expert in manifestation. That's not bragging. I are the thing. And I know that English, you know, I believe it. I thought when I couldn't manifest anything, I know it was the grace of God and the Spirit of God, but I thought about it. I embraced it. I prayed about it. I did it. I saw it. I imagined it. I didn't know how, and it happened. And then you do it again and again and again. Everybody said, be the energy you want to attract. And I just believe that there's not anything that you cannot be, do, or have. The law of attraction is always working, whether you know it or not. So for this person who sent in this question, write down what you want. Begin to think about it. Begin to see it in your mind. Begin to script about it, which is writing what it would look and feel like. Begin to act as if. What would your life be like? All of the, if you were to manifest what you desire. And see, folks, we're not really trying to make anything happen. What are we doing? We are simply aligning our thoughts. We are aligning our images. We are aligning our feelings with what we believe. We believe that we're going to get that new car. We believe that we're going to release that extra rate. We believe that a new career is on the way. So you are preparing for that which you wish to experience. I always got to take my time when I say that. Everybody see that? So that's basically the law of attraction. So I want you to deliberately interrupt your thinking. You know, when something negative come in your life, you'd be like, oh, no. I'm a child of God. Wealth and riches are in my house. There are divine opportunities and financial opportunities are ready for me. I'm open to receive abundance. What did I just do? I just interrupted a thought on lack and negativity. So that's what I would say. Okay, I got to go to commercials, y'all, but I do want to answer a question. All right. Somebody said, all the way from Canada. Hello, Canada. This person said, Constance, I'm feeling really shame. You talked about shame on one of your shows. And I'm feeling really shame that I feel like I am sort of depressed and I feel isolated and alone after the pandemic. I used to go to the office every day, but now I am at home working. And even though it's very nice, I don't feel connected. What are your thoughts on that? Well, Canada, my thoughts on that would be your feelings are very real. I mean, okay, people, we were never created to be isolated and alone. We were never created to be social distancing. I'm not talking about the CDC guidelines and what's going on globally. I'm just saying that what we have been through is not normal. Neuroscientists will tell you that we're wired for relationships and love. You know, Maslow hierarchy of needs. One of the main needs, y'all Google him. He talks, I think it's 6 or 7 needs that we all have as humans. One is love and a sense of belonging. And so it's the third level of human need. We need social contact, you know, feelings of belonging, human and emotional need for interpersonal relationships, affiliations, connectedness, and being part of a group. That is very normal. So, my dear, I am not at all surprised. I mean, to be quite honest, during the pandemic, there were many days when I did not feel connected. There were some days when I felt isolated. It is not normal. And so do not judge yourself and do not be harsh with yourself. You know, I don't know if you're single or married, but I would say to you, tell somebody, I can tell from your email you felt kind of shame about even writing me, but tell somebody, connect with somebody, reach out to somebody, join a group. You know, I just finished my mastermind. And you know, one of the reasons that my mastermind was so successful, people were connected to each other from all over the world. They had an accountability partner, somebody who they did the work with. This group even formed a side group on WhatsApp, where during the week they would connect and talk. Why? It's normal to want to be connected, like I said, affiliations. I was a part of a sorority. A big part of that was affiliations. You might be a part of a professional group. Any sense of connectedness. A lot of my clients are currently in support groups because we are wired for interpersonal relationships. I'm going to say find a mastermind online. I'm going to be starting another one in maybe 30 days, but there are free masterminds. There are all kind of meetup groups. I would say that may be one thing. I don't know if you're part of a church or if you are part of a group, but you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and make an effort to connect with other folk. Everybody see that? And because we need friendship, we need intimacy, we need to be able to share and trust. I just had a person share with me something that he went through that was really difficult, but I told him, I appreciate you trusting me. And we shared a common mantra. We paid to keep secrets. I see I'm paid to keep secrets. A lot of times, a lot of my clients say, Constance, I'm getting ready to tell you something. I'm like, well, what is it? And they think it's something so overwhelming. And I want to say to myself, honey, I've heard that like 50 times. So we're created for friendship, intimacy, to trust. We're created to give and to receive. And we're created for love. We're wired for it. So no shame, only observing. Know that half of the world or so many people are feeling maybe isolated and alone. It's new for us. And I'm going to say shift and change. Okay, I'm going to answer one last question before I go to commercial break, y'all. This is so good. Is it helping you? Send me an email and let me know if this is helping you or not. Even though somebody else sent in the question, I know some of y'all been thinking about it. So this question is from a gentleman, and he said, Constance, you said in one of your last podcasts, I'm looking for the question. It says, you said, stop praying and start decreeing. What did you mean by that? Are we supposed to stop praying? Well, sir, you know that I did not mean to stop praying. What I was saying to everybody is, a lot of people pray, but when you believe that your prayers have been answered, you start praying, thanking God and decreeing it and calling it in. So what I meant was, let's just pray. Let's just say if you're praying for healing. Father, please heal me. If you're a Christian, you may say, well, you know, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm already healed. You know, and amen, and so it is. But then after you get through praying, because you believe, you know, the Bible says, when you pray, believe you receive, and what? You shall have it. So after you pray and you believe you receive, what are you going to start doing? You should start doing two things. You should start, number one, decreeing it. Father God, I just thank you that I'm healed and whole. I'm so happy and grateful that I'm going to be up running around with my children over the next few days. Thank you that I'm energetic. I have lots of energy and that I'm just filled with health and vitality. You see what I just did? I stopped praying because when you pray, you believe you receive and then you shall have it. So a lot of people just keep praying over and over and over again, and they never believe that they receive. So you are a, you've heard me say this before, you are a speaking spirit. So when you really believe something, you begin to speak it into the universe, because we live in a vibrational universe, a word activated universe. You've also heard me say that your faith filled words are the most powerful, one of the most powerful forces in the world. So after you pray for money, after you pray for abundance, after you pray for love, God, thank you for bringing love in my life. Thank you that you are behind the scenes orchestrating my highest good. Thank you for this wonderful new career. Thank you for all of the gifts, talents, and skills I'm going to be able to bring to this new company. You see the difference? So when I said stop praying, I'm not saying you should stop praying, period. But really, I always say when you're writing, you're praying. When you, your thoughts, if you think all day long, I'm abundant, I'm prosperous, I'm healed, I'm whole, you're praying, you are inviting it in. And so stop praying, but start declaring, start affirming, start speaking out loud. You know, the Bible says, whatever you declare and decree shall be established unto you, or shall manifest in your life. So that's what I meant by that. Well, I think I'm going to go to break, y'all. So see, what I want you to do is to listen for the principles that I'm sharing. I'm sharing universal principles that you can take and use in your own life. Because you got to realize that we live in a universe that is governed by universal laws, like the law of gravity. If I jump off of my house, what's going to happen? Y'all know what's going to happen. And so, just like there are laws of declaration, that there are laws of activating your voice, there are laws of giving and receiving, etc. So all we are doing, all of these questions that I have answered, we're just aligning ourselves with what we believe to be true and what we desire to manifest. Everybody see that? We are aligning our thinking. We're aligning our feelings. We're telling our emotions, you're not going to rule me. Oh, no, you get in line over here. We're not going to be in fear. We're going to be in abundance. We're going to be in faith. We're going to be in healing. You are aligning. You are getting in line. You are allowing. You're opening up. You're looking only at, you're thinking, Victoria, only on what you desire moment by moment, so that we can bring down from that fifth dimension realm. We're bringing down from heaven onto into the physical plane of our lives. That's all we're doing. And we do it moment by moment. This is so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. Hey, guys, let's go to a quick commercial break. Then I'm going to be back answering some more of your great questions. So stay tuned, everybody.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, everybody, I'm back. Didn't you enjoy those questions? Wow, it made me really think. I have so many questions, everybody, but I think I'm going to answer one that I get a lot. It is, Constance, and it's usually from women. Constance, can I pray to get my a person back, or can I pray to get my boyfriend back, or my man back, or my husband back? And this is just my thought around that, from a psychological, spiritual, emotional standpoint, from my years of just counseling. Number one, you can't go against anybody else's will. That's the first thing. And number two, you don't ever want to be in a position of begging, pleading, running after, pursuing someone who doesn't desire you. There's a verse in the Bible that says that only God can change the heart of a king. And that just basically means that no other human being can do that. Certainly you can pray, but this is what I tell women. Get your mind off of getting them back and ask the Spirit to show you you. Show me about how I might have been. I'm just using this hypothetical. Just look into that relationship as a God. You know, for me, for many years, having love and getting married was like an idol. I was always looking outside of myself. And so instead of praying to make the other person come back to you, maybe pray and ask God to show you you. How can you begin to love, support, and care for yourself? How can you begin to certainly pray for the person? What do you need to shift and change? What attitudes, ways of thinking, perceptions do you need to shift and change? How can you bring more love, more happiness into your own life? I believe, and I'm talking to ladies now, that a man is the cherry on top. That no other person, only God can fill your whole being. And when you're full of love and full of life, then that person just is like the overflow in your life. And so it certainly pray for them, but you know, you attract who you are. Why did you attract that person in your life? I know a lot of married women who have husbands who have left and gone to another woman. And I'm just going to say, go inside, certainly pray about that man, but go inside and take a look at you, your thoughts, your beliefs. Do you believe that you deserve love? Do you believe that you are worthy? You cannot change another person. I need to say that again. You cannot change another person. You don't want to beg. You don't want to plead. I remember once I was in a relationship, and I knew I shouldn't have been in that relationship. Anybody ever thought about that? You know it, but you're in it anyway. He had been married for a long time. His wife had died. Hope he's not listening to this, y'all. We're friends now. His wife had died, and I just knew it. And so we were in a relationship. He wasn't ready, but I was. And he said to me up front, Constance, I'm not ready for anything serious. But he was so nice and so sweet and so giving. I just ignored that. Anybody ever done that besides me? Let me see your hand. All the way in Europe. Okay, in Africa, I see you. But I was so needy. I was traveling so much then. And he was so nice and kind and genuine with me. But I was so needy. I remember standing on my screen porch and saying to him, we can work it out. Come on, let's make it work. Something like that. And I just felt this spirit on the inside of me that said, Constance, you're begging. I'm like, I'm begging. And anytime you're begging, pleading, it comes from a lack mentality, that there are not enough relationships, you know, or maybe you're thinking, too good to be true. How can I ever find somebody else like him or her, et cetera? I'm just telling y'all my experience. And so just, you got to take a look at yourself and certainly pray for the person. But many of the women that I have coached, really the emphasis was getting him back because there's such a void in my life, or he completed me, or whatever. And really, certainly a man can complete you, ladies, but really that comes from within. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Okay. And so what I realized was that I was put, when the spirit said, you're begging, I'm like, I'm begging. Cause he was like, nah, I don't want to work on it right now. I don't want to be. And I was like, come on, we're such a powerful couple. When in fact, he had already said no. I just threw that one in. All right, let me answer this next question all the way from Africa. The question is, Constance, I'm currently journaling. I've heard you mention scripting so many times. What is scripting, and should I stop journaling and start scripting? All the way from Africa, South Africa. I'm going to say to you that I would do both. I see journaling as this opportunity for you to maybe write down your feelings. What is your day like? It may be like a diary for you to record your feelings for that day. Maybe write down your gratitude list, etc. There's nothing wrong with journaling, but I see scripting. I love scripting. I call it future scripting. I taught this in my mastermind, because when you are scripting, it's really a law of attraction technique. I think it helps you to stay focused. For me, scripting really helps me to get in my imagination. So when you're scripting, you're living your future life in your scripts. And so it's a technique used in manifestation, where you are really describing your life as if you already had what you desire to manifest. So you're bringing your future into the now. Everybody see that? And so really it's designed to, I believe it's designed to help you consciously focus in that moment. But subconsciously, you are really kind of like writing, literally, on your subconscious mind what you really want from life. I believe that you're sending out through your scripting that I already feel I already have this. Remember, when I answered the first question with Victoria, I said you have to offer the vibration first. To me, that's what scripting does. And so you are bringing your future life into your script. So it needs to be a emotional. I'm going to give you some examples. So it's important that you feel your feelings when you're writing your script. I'm so happy and grateful that I now have love in my life, since I just finished talking about that. Today, it felt so wonderful when we went running together and then we came back and read the Bible. You know, that's emotional. All right. So it needs to be emotional. It needs to be filled with gratitude. And it needs to be in the now. All right. So it needs to be in the now. Everybody see that? It needs to be present tense. You're bringing your future into the now. It needs to be emotional. It needs to be in a state of gratitude. What are we doing? Scripting puts you in the vibration of what you desire. So let me give you some examples. Let's just say you've been sick and right now you're sick, but you want to be really healthy, got that, and feeling vibrant. And so you're going to bring it into the present tense. So you would sit down and just journal. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. Excuse me, you would script that. I'm so happy and grateful that today I walked 2 miles. It felt so great to look at the beautiful trees and to be able to jog just a little bit. My neighbors saw me today and they waved at me. I am so grateful that today I'm feeling vibrant, I'm feeling healthy and energetic. I can't wait to run tomorrow. What did I just do? I just brought my future into the nowness of my life. And for that moment that I was talking to you guys, you were in that moment with me. Scripting is so powerful. All right, for all of my lovebirds out there, let's just say right now, you haven't been on a date. You haven't even seen a woman. You haven't even seen a man. What do? You're scripting your future. You're bringing what? You're living your future life in your script right now, in present tense. So Peter Adams calls it creating an ideal scene. So ladies and gentlemen, let's just say right now you're not dating anybody, so you're going to bring in an ideal scene. Let me give you an example of that after I drink my tea. Hold up. Okay. So you haven't been on a date. It's Friday night and you're scripting. So you bring that future into the now. Thank you, Father. I had such a great time tonight with the love of my life. I am so grateful that you orchestrated and brought us together. Today, I wore my beautiful black dress. And when my babe saw me, he said, "Baby, you look so fine." Wow, what a wonderful, powerful couple we are. When we had dinner tonight, the waiter came up and said to us, "You two look like you're in love." And he just kissed me and said to the waiter, "We are." Thank you, Father. So can you see, for that moment, you were with me in the restaurant. You were with the person wearing the black dress, etc. All right, let's talk about money. You're scripting. You're bringing that future into the now. You're writing it out. So every day, you're going to write out an ideal scene. So maybe one day you're in the restaurant. The next day, you are buying your lover a gift. The next day, you guys are bicycling together. You see what I'm doing? You're bringing the vibration, the feeling. You know, the Bible says, call those things that be not as though they are. Scripting to me is powerful. I'm not big on journaling. You got to know yourself and your own personality. But scripting is very powerful. But let's just say, you desire more money. Right now you live in paycheck to paycheck. How can you bring more abundance into your life? So this is a guy. Guys, I got to bring you in. You're scripting. It felt so wonderful tonight when I told my wife that we have started a college fund for all three of our children. It felt great today when I went to the bank and I opened up three accounts for my three different children. Abundance is mine now. Thank you, Father, that unlimited avalanches of abundance are coming to my address right now. And I just made that up, but can you see how that man could talk about the college education fund, and then the next day he could talk about how it felt good to take his wife out at an exclusive restaurant? What are you doing? You are reprogramming your subconscious mind. People, this is powerful. You are the creator and the producer. You're the EP, executive producer. I told you I'm working with some people in film. That's how I know that. You are the executive producer of your own life. You choose what you are going to think. You choose how you are going to feel. You choose how grateful you are going to be. Right now, you have a movie running through your mind. You have a movie running through your mind every day. Is your movie one of lack? Is your movie one of abundance? Is your movie one of an abundant creative life? You decide by what you do every single day. These are all manifestation tools. And as I said at the beginning, we are just aligning ourselves with what we desire to happen in our lives. So we are acting as if that we already have what we desire in our lives right now. Somebody said, we pretending. No, we're not pretending because, and you can call it pretending if you want to. So we are saying that the reality that's in our lives right now, that's old news. That is old news. So we are not observing what is. Remember Victoria at the beginning, we are creating what we desire. And so acting as if and scripting simply puts us, I got that, in the mindset that I have already manifested my goal. I love what Neville Goddard says all of the time when he on some of his recordings before he made his transition. What would your life look and feel like if you were already the person, or if you already had what you desire? What would you be doing? What would you be thinking? How would you be feeling if you already had what you desire? And scripting, acting as if, puts you in the mindset. It offers the vibration in advance. I love what Dr. Joe Dispenza said. He said, when you are grateful for what has not shown up yet, you are signaling to the universe, I already got this. You know, somebody said that God is so faithful, you can thank God in advance before it shows up in your experience. You can say, thank you for abundance. Thank you for prosperity. Thank you for my healing. Thank you for wholeness. Thank you for bringing love into my life. And you haven't been on a date in maybe years. Thank you for abundance. Thank you for my new career. You are signaling to the universe, I already have this now. And you are really, the Bible calls it transforming your thinking or transforming your mind, but you are reprogramming your subconscious, and man, it has to come to pass. I think that's all the questions I'm going to answer. It has to come to pass. Now, I have shared with you some powerful universal principles that will work for anybody who would work them. What are you going to do with all of this good, juicy wisdom, sage wisdom? Somebody said, Miss Constance, you got sage wisdom. I said, I do. What are you going to do with this? Because faith without works is dead. Don't just listen. I want you to really, really listen to this over and over and over again, and then begin to apply these principles. We already know it takes 21 days to begin to shift and change a habit. Now, they're saying it's not changed at day 21, but 21 times 3, you've reprogrammed yourself. So what would happen if you would listen to this over and over again? If you could listen to the part on scripting and the part on relationships, you know, and the part on how to come out of isolation. What would happen if you would take those action steps? It's a powerful thing. God is waiting on you to begin to align, to begin to allow, to begin to open up to all that the Spirit has for you. Hey guys, that's all of the questions that I'm going to answer on the Law of Attraction and Manifestation. This has been so good. Once again, I want you guys to really take advantage of my buy 1 year, get another yearly coaching package absolutely free. And check that out on fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And just to let me know what you're manifesting, what's going on in your life. Really, right now is a great time to begin manifesting. Ooh, you should be getting excited. You know, so much is going on in the world, but what solution do you have on the inside of you? What answer do you have on the inside of you that could help with the chaos, the educational system, what people are feeling, what the needs are? What do people need right now? What are people searching for? What gifts, talents, and or skills are on the inside of you that you could share with the world? That's something else. Think about that. I think that is it. Also, if this show is and has been a blessing to you, I want you to go to my website and hit the donate button, and you can cash app me at $Constance Arnold, no spaces. And I'm going to be working with some people in Africa doing leadership training that will go towards that. And thanking you in advance. When you give, it puts you in the vibration of abundance. Einstein said everything moves in circles. That means the boomerang effect. It comes right around and it hits you. My daddy used to say, you can't beat God giving no matter how you try. Well, y'all, this has been so good. I'm going to listen to it myself. I can't wait to hear your testimony. Share this with at least three people that you know, your coworkers. People need this right now. People are searching for answers. Your coworkers, your family members, maybe your siblings, somebody who you know who's going through a tough time, who's searching for answers. This is the show for them. Everybody, make a decision to have a great week. And as I say every week, get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.